Romans, the 12th chapter. I'm reading from verse 4, the Passion Translation. In the human body, there are many parts and organs, each with a unique function. And so it is in the body of Christ. For though we are many, we've all been mingled into one body in Christ. This means that we are all vitally joined to one another, with each contributing to the others. God's marvelous grace imparts to each one of us varying gifts. So, if God has given you the grace gift of prophecy, activate your gift by using the proportion of faith you have to prophesy. If your grace gift is serving, then thrive in serving others well. If you have the grace gift of teaching, then be actively teaching and training others. If you have the grace gift of encouragement, then use it often to encourage others. If you have the grace gift of giving to meet the needs of others, then may you prosper in your generosity without any fanfare. If you have the gift of leadership, be passionate about your leadership. And if you have the gift of showing compassion, then flourish in your cheerful display of compassion. Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here, Bible Before Breakfast. This is one of the most profound and most beautiful scriptures you're ever going to find. And it is so beautiful because it describes how important every single person is in the body of Christ. And it tells us that we have unique functions. And then it goes on to describe how important everybody is. Whatever gift you've been giving, it says you have to use it to contribute to each other. And in so doing, we contribute to the body of Christ. It's just so beautiful. I'm telling you, so beautiful. So it says, if your gift is that of prophecy, then activate it by using the proportion of faith that you have to prophesy. It says, if yours is serving, then it says, serve others well and thrive in it. Don't be bothered about being in charge. It says, you thrive in service if that's what you're called to do. And then it says, if you have the grace gift of teaching, it says, actively teach. Be active in teaching. Any opportunity, taking as a teaching moment and teach, train. It says, if you have the grace gift of encouragement, who would have ever thought that one of our gifts in the body would be to encourage others? It says, use it often because people need encouragement often. But it says, if your grace gift is of giving, then it says, may you prosper in your generosity and let it be without any fanfare. So your giving should not be to make you feel more special or more important. It should be to bless others. And it says, if you have the gift of leadership, then be passionate about it. Don't dim your light. Don't try to be small. It says, be passionate about it. And if you have the gift of showing compassion, then it says, flourish in it. Flourish in your cheerful display of compassion. Every single gift matters in this kingdom. Every single gift matters in this body. Just imagine the little finger says, oh, there's no need for me. When you lose your little finger, you will know how important it is. So this morning, as I read this scripture, something dropped in my heart. So for those of you who don't know, and I have decided to make sure everyone knows, this month is Pastors' Wives Appreciation Month all over the world. Now, this is very special for me, not just because I'm a pastor's wife, but because over the years, I've always felt like pastors' wives are not as celebrated as they should. And I'm not talking about the popular pastor's wives. I'm talking about that pastor's wife who has been through it. And when I say been through it, trust me, she's been through it. It's so hard to live in a glass house. It's so hard to be a goldfish and live in a fishbowl. Listen, it is so hard. to live a life where everyone has expectations of you. Pastors are celebrated because maybe they're in the forefront, but the pastor's wife, rarely. Especially if she possibly does not have the gift of teaching, she doesn't have the gift of preaching, she doesn't have the gift of prophecy. Maybe her grace gift is that of service, and that is to serve her husband and serve the church. Or maybe it's just to encourage, and that's a big gift. That's what the Bible is telling us. Or maybe it's just the gift of generosity, of giving to bless others, or just the gift of showing compassion. Now, those ones usually are not as celebrated as the ones who have the platform to preach and to teach. And I've been there. Because for years, I focused on my other gifts, my gift of service, my gift of encouragement, my gift of compassion. I really didn't take my gift of leadership, of prophecy, of teaching as seriously. But I noticed that those who do are the ones who are most celebrated by the world, not necessarily by God, please take note, but by the world, because they are noticed. So what I want you to do for me as you listen to this podcast is two things. Number one, pick a pastor's wife that you're going to bless this month. And number two, pray for pastor's wives. It's very hard to be a pastor's wife. Take it from one who has been a pastor's wife for, almost 20 years now. It's one of the hardest things. And I really would like to share some of my experiences, but I can't even tell you that they've all been great. I've had experiences where people have been outrightly rude to me. I've had experiences where people have been mean, very mean. I've received hate mail. I've been through some of my trying periods and I've been judged so harshly. I've been going through stuff and people just assumed that because I was being distant, I was cold and snobbish. But I was going through my own stuff. I was dealing with infertility. I was struggling with depression. I was struggling with our finances. It was hard. Coming from a place where everything I needed was given to me, to a place where I had to learn to live by faith, and yet everyone had certain ways they wanted me to be. My husband is very extroverted. I'm very introverted. My husband very playful. Not so playful. My husband is a people person. I can survive very well without people. In fact, I thrive when I'm without people. And so it was hard because all they had been exposed to for 10 years before I came into the ministry was a man who wanted to be in their face, who wanted them always around him. So a woman who loved her space and wanted to be alone with God most of the time. So to be fair, I don't blame them. Even though I never make excuses for people being mean, there's no excuse for being a mean person. Now, in that journey, I learned a lot of things. I learned that every gift you bring is important. So this one is for your pastor's wife this morning. Dear pastor's wife, don't let people stereotype you. Be who God has called you to be. Dear pastor's wife, if you're not called to run a women's ministry, please do not be forced into it. Dear pastor's wife, you are the pastor's wife, not the church's wife. Be the wife of your pastor. Dear pastor's wife, whatever God has called you to do, do it with all of your heart, irrespective of what the people are saying. Dear pastor's wife, your children deserve to grow up as children, not as the church property. Your children have a right to find Christ just like every other person's child. Your children are not born again. They have to find Jesus the way you found him. Dear pastor's wife, your greatest achievement would be helping your husband to fulfill his destiny and raising godly seed. Dear pastor's wife, never forget that you are loved by God, and that's what really matters. Now, I want to read to you a scripture that God gave me some many years ago when I still struggled with being a pastor's wife. Colossians, the third chapter, and I read from verse 12, but I'm reading the Message translation. And so it says, "So, chosen by God for this new life of love." Listen, you are chosen by God. Your husband may have picked you or proposed to you, but God chose you. God chose you because he knew you were the only one who could marry this pastor. This pastor. There's no rule for all pastors' wives. There's no manual for all pastors' wives. You have to learn from the word of God how to be the wife of your pastor. To know what he needs, not what all pastors need, what he needs. He may not need a woman on a platform, but he needs a woman behind the scenes. In some other cases, he may need a woman who worships, and sometimes he needs a woman who prays. He may need a woman who plays with him, not just one who prays for him. So God chose you because he knows that he has equipped you with everything that you will need. And so he says, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. And then he goes on to list it. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet, strength, discipline, be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. And then maybe because he knew I was going to struggle with this, the Holy Spirit now says, forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. And he says, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. Let me tell you, this scripture, if you meditate on it long enough and focus on trying to be everything that God has called you to be through this word, you will see that being a pastor's wife is not so hard. Live a life of love. Dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you, not in the one the church picked out for you. God chose you, remember. And it's a life of love. One of the things God said to me at the beginning, he said, people won't love you because you are the pastor's wife, but you love them because you are their pastor's wife. So this morning, my challenge to you, both as the pastor's wife and you who are just listening, pastor's wife, remember the life God has called you to. It's a life of love. Not an easy life, but let me tell you, God will help you. And for those of you who are members of a church, I challenge you this month, celebrate your pastor's wife, pray for her. And please let me just add, don't come up with fake prophecies. I've encountered some of those. You feel that your pastor's wife should be more generous. Be direct. Don't tell her that God has called her to a life of giving. Don't force her to be who she's not called to be. If you feel you'd like to hear your pastor's wife sing, just tell her. Don't come up with fake prophecies. And pastor's wife, your greatest gift will be that of being able to discern whether it is the voice of God or not. So this morning, I challenge you all to take this month and pick a pastor's wife and celebrate her. And if you're a member of the PM tribe, then we've already put up ways where we can bless pastor's wives. We want to send out 500 gift boxes to pastor's wives all over the world. If you want to be a part of it, then please connect with your tribes or connect with us on Instagram or on Facebook, Just Us Girls Global. We'll be glad to help you channel that compassion that you have to a pastor's wife who really needs it. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Congwa.